This is Daniela speaking and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a little bit my backstory. I want to introduce myself. I want to tell you guys why I do what I do, why I'm so focused and I'm so passionate about what I think and what I'm doing right now. And I want to tell you what it got me here. So, in the first place, I got here to the U.S. like about like 10 years ago. I was like 19 years old. I was pretty young. I was very adventure. I love to do things I've never done before. I got here, I wanted to, you know, like eat the world, right? So I thought that the world was in my hands. And I had a lot of energy. I was super excited about starting a new lifestyle here, even though I didn't know what I was gonna do. I met somebody through that period of time who I thought was the love of my life. Of course, I was pretty young. I didn't know what was love about or what actually was to have a healthy relationship. So I fell in love for him. He was pretty old, and not pretty old, like super old. He was older than me. He had some more experience than me. He knew a little bit better than me. And I moved in with him and we got married. I was married by 20 years already. And I was totally in love. What I didn't know, it was that I was not in love. I was infatuated. I was living a dream. I was not living what love should be. And it was a very, very bad relationship for me as well for him. So we did get divorced in the next year. So pretty much I was a divorced girl on my 22 years old. I didn't know what to do. I was very, very scared. I didn't know what to do for me financially. I didn't have anywhere to sleep. I didn't have a house. I didn't have friends. And my family, unfortunately, didn't live in here. So I actually found myself pretty lonely and with no background or nothing to do. Since he supported me financially, I didn't have like any like start point, right? So I left the city where I used to live and I moved to Miami to start my new beginning. And of course, I was very proud of myself because I wanted to start something by myself and prove everybody that I could go through that. And actually, I did. I was very lucky I did it in the first one. I come from a very like a strong woman in my family. And that's what I've been taught in my life. Like if you have pain or if you're going through something, if you fell down, you're just gonna wipe it up, stand up and keep going. So that's what I did. And actually I started my business by myself. I didn't go through my pain and I ignored all those feelings I was having. So actually I started my own business, which I was pretty successful, luckily, and it actually kept me busy. So it was something good in one side because I was busy all the time. I was taking care of my business was growing. But honestly, inside what I needed, I just wanted to feel enough, you know? I wanted to connect, to find a purpose, you know? To know that even though I went through a really bad divorce at my 22 years old, I could I could understand that that was not my failure, that I was not a bad person or that I did something wrong. I just wanted to feel enough for somebody. So one day I was traveling for business, and I think I was in LA. I remember this. I was in LA, I was with my sister, and I remember I was driving in the highway. It was like, I don't know, like eight at night. It was really dark already, and we were going to dinner because we had a successful week, and we were going to eat a really nice restaurant. We like to eat steakhouse to celebrate with a bottle of champagne. That's what we used to do. And I remember I was driving in the car, and the only thing I remember is that I just stopped breathing. I couldn't breathe. And it was really hard for me because I couldn't breathe. My vision got like very blurry. I couldn't see. And I felt so scared in that moment. I didn't know what was going on. So I just pulled the car on the side. My sister asked me, "Are you okay?" And I tell her, like, I don't know, I might eat something. It was bad, you know. It must be the heat, you know. I was trying to blame anything but my feelings, you know. I was trying to avoid listening to my body and my mind. So I just ignore it, and we keep going. But after this episode, it happened again, and it happened again, and it happened again. And all these days happened in the same moment when I was driving. And I was so ashamed, and I was so afraid at the same time, because I didn't know if this was normal. So as a 22-year-old girl who is afraid of talking, who is ashamed of telling what she feels, I did what anybody would do, and it's Google. So I went to Google and I started searching for like my symptoms, and I find out that I was going through, I was having anxiety, and I was suffering from panic attacks. Wow, I've never heard that in my life before. I come from a country that those kind of issues, they're not very normal. Like if you are sick, it's because you have cancer, or you have a flu, or you have something like very specific. Like I've never heard in my country that they say, oh, this person suffers from anxiety, or this person is depressed. We never hear those things because we don't have time for that. We come from a country, you know, that is developing, so people, they don't have time for those things. So I've never heard it in my life. And I was so scared, and I was so sad, because I was 22 years old, and I'm like, whoa, what's wrong with me, right? The first thing that came to my mind was like, am I broke? Did something broke inside of me? Like I thought that there was like a wire inside of me that just unplugged, you know, like I was broken in some way. And I started feeling so much fear. I started hating my car. I started hating driving. And of course, I started hating my job, my business. So I stopped going. I stopped going to my business. I stopped avoiding going to places to see friends, to see my boyfriend, because I didn't want to drive. So I got stuck in my house. So, you know, I was just trying to understand what was going on in me, you know? But I was so afraid to accept that. And I was so afraid to talk to this about people. So my real goal was to understand what was going on. So what I did, the first thing I did, I speak about it. So I grabbed my family, I grabbed my boyfriend and I told him, like, this is what is happening to me. I don't know why it's happening to me, but this happened to me. So in the first moment I did that, it kind of like, it broke like that shame, you know. What happened is that shame loves secrecy. So if you hide it and you're very like ashamed or something, every time you hide it more, it kind of like grows more, like you give more power to it. So what I did, I speaked about it and I tried to find help. So I didn't want to go on the way of medicine or getting pills, you know, because I didn't feel it was about that. So I found a little angel in my life that is my personal coach, which I love her, and I started working with her to fix myself. So what I find out is that we all go through a lot of things in our lives, and sometimes we kind of like, you know, like kind of like just kind of like go silent on those things. Like if it hurts, okay, I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm just gonna ignore it because I need to go, because I have a project, I have a life, I have my kids, I have my family, I have to move forward, I have my job. So we start like kind of like numbing those feelings, and those feelings start catching up at the end of the road, and it starts, and they come out and they will tell you, like, listen to me. And that's what happened to me. My body and my mind were telling me, like, listen to me. You went through a divorce and you're scared and you're hurt and it's fine. And I didn't go through that part of my pain, you know. I didn't like cry and suffer and regret, and I didn't go through that because I didn't want to. I was a strong woman. I have the identity of a strong woman in my family. So what I did is that I start focusing in myself, in my inner human being. I start focusing on what I did want, what I want to hear, that voice inside of me, what was telling me. And that voice was telling me to listen to myself. So I stopped all my projects I had around. My business, of course, went down all the way. I lost my business for a good reason. On the second hand, my relationship with my boyfriend was going super bad because I was very insecure. I was very afraid. I couldn't thrive. I couldn't pay my bills as well. I was sleeping in a mattress on the floor, actually. And you know, I hit that wall. I hit the wall that I was like, okay, what I'm gonna do from now on? You know, what I'm going to do? So as soon as I hit the wall, I start working on my inner human being. I stop. There's two things. Nowadays, they make you think that you have working on you is like working out, eating healthy, having the perfect relationship, having the perfect job, having the perfect kids. And there's nothing like that. That's not a real story. And actually working on you is listening to you, to your needs, to understand your feelings, that if you're going through pain, you are allowed to have pain. And if you need to be by yourself, you can be by yourself. And if you have to quit a project for a few weeks or months to dedicate that time for yourself, you're allowed to do that. And that's how my healing started. Because I understand that for me to move forward, to have all those things I wanted, the body, the job, the business, the relationship, the house, the dog, I will have to go through my internal healing. And my internal healing was very rough. It was a lot of growth and it was fucking painful. And people don't understand that growth is painful and it fucking hurts a lot. But you have to go through that. Otherwise, you will never have all those things you want to have. You will have them superficially, but you will never be happy. So I understand that I will have to go first through me to have all those things I wanted. And when I understand that, I start building my business. When I understand that, my relationship got better. When I understand that, my health starts getting better. I could breathe. I can finally breathe. When I understand that I didn't have to fight against all those things, that I will have to go through them and learn they're part of me, then I could have the life I want, because this is me. After all this journey, beautiful journey I had, that it was through pain, through growth, through understand, through listen, through sometimes just be quiet, sometimes just sleep and rest, sometimes just go for a walk. I understand my purpose in life. I understand that if I want to have my body, I have to take care of my mind first. Because if my body is perfect and my body and my mind is in the wrong place, and I'm hating myself and I'm rejecting myself and I'm not giving myself permission to do things, my body eventually is gonna collapse. And if I'm killing myself in the gym every single day, but inside I'm sad because nobody loves me, or because I didn't have a successful relationship, my body's gonna collapse. And this is what I want to avoid. I want to help you guys, because today I'm an amazing human being. I'm still growing, I'm still learning, but my mind, my body, and my health is just one right now. And the only thing I care about most today is my mind. If my mind is in the great place, all those things come together. I have my purpose, I have my goals, and I believe in myself, and that's the most important thing. I connect with people through my authenticity. I don't have to, you know, like just pretend I'm somebody else, or I look like somebody else, or I'm a strong woman, or like to connect with people. I just connect people through my failures and through whatever I went. Because if I went through this and now I am today this human being, I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. They don't look for help. With my story, I can tell you that it's a process that is amazing. It's a process that you go through, and if you're aware and you listen and you're just looking around what's going on, your mind, your body, and your health is gonna come together, and you're gonna be in the best state of your life, connected to yourself, healthy, with a strong mind and a fucking strong body, if that's what you want. But first you need to work in your mind. My program is gonna teach you the process through that, the process where I went through, the process that I failed so many times, but now I learn how not to fail so much. And I want to teach you that. I want to teach you how you can go through it, how you can learn from it, how you can understand that this is normal and a lot of us go through it. And being healthy and beautiful comes from inside, and then you reflect it from outside. I want to teach you in this process that you will learn the you will fall in love with the process first, that with the results. That the results is something that is secondary. That the process is what actually is gonna make you grow like a human being, and it's gonna make you fall in love with yourself, and that's how you're gonna grow. Come with me for 10 days. follow my process. I'll teach you tools, resources. I'll kick your ass up so you don't let your old beliefs let you come down, and you will get the best, because that's what you deserve. The best life you deserve is right inside of you. You don't need a job. You don't need a house. You don't need a husband, kids, or that thing that you have in your mind that you think that is the only thing that is gonna make you perfect. You don't need it. Because believe me, if you will get there, actually, and you will get it eventually, it's not that what makes you feel amazing. This is a journey. This is a perfectly imperfect journey that the fastest you go through it, not the fastest, let's say the earliest, you go through it today, you will get the best results and the best lifestyle you want for you and for your loved ones, because I know they want to see you as well good. Come join us and you will have an amazing life.